I'm joined in the studio today by Aaron Johans, our Collard City Growers Garden Coordinator. Today we're talking about CSAs. So, Aaron, could you tell us what is a CSA?
Sure, I'll do my best to explain it. So, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And basically, on a lot of other really large-scale farms, it's a way of being able to get their produce out into the community. Many people will charge a lump sum fee that you pay for at the beginning of the season. You will typically fill out a form stating what veggies you would be interested in. So, for example, if you just hate asparagus, then obviously they wouldn't want to put asparagus into your CSA box. And it'll typically change week to week based on what's in season and the size of your household.
So the Collard City Growers Garden now started a CSA. What made that decision?
So me and the other garden coordinator, Jen Travison, we were talking about how we feel like the garden is producing a lot. And we were also acknowledging that this garden is located in an area that is considered a food desert. So with a food desert, we noticed that the nearest grocery store within this neighborhood is more than a mile away. And that with the pandemic and it taking an economic toll on pretty much everywhere across the United States, we felt like the garden had a lot to offer in terms of resources, and we wanted to be able to give those resources back out into the community, because if the garden is here and there are veggies and there are people in the neighborhood who would like veggies or who might be having difficulty making ends meet, then we would be able to use the garden and utilize that.
What are some of the vegetables that are growing in the garden?
We've had quite a few things. We just harvested a bunch of garlic that we're putting in CSA boxes right now. Back in June, we had a lot of strawberries. The asparagus somehow is still growing a ton. So we've been able to contribute that to the CSA boxes. We've had a lot of different things, from edible flowers like nasturtiums to greens as well. And we are also getting more and more tomatoes, both cherry tomatoes and larger beefsteak tomatoes as well. And then we've also had some squash plants, but those have been struggling a little bit more this year due to all of the rain we've been having. On Fridays, that's typically when we drop off the boxes at noon. And we try and make sure that the produce is as fresh as possible, but I will do a couple of other smaller harvests throughout the week, just so that way nothing gets, you know, rotten or overdone on the vine.
So where are these CSAs going to? Who is receiving these boxes?
So we chose to specifically center our CSA box deliveries to people who live in the surrounding community. And for us, that basically means people who live directly across or around and on the same block as the Sanctuary for Independent Media campus. Again, trying to be able to say, hey, this garden is in your community. This isn't something that is gated. And while we do keep the garden locked due to unfortunate incidents of vandalism in the past, it's something where even if you don't have the time or ability to participate, you can still be able to benefit from this garden.
So the boxes are going to the immediate community on that block, but how are they learning about this and how are they signing up? What's the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I just printed out some flyers and I tried to go door to door just asking people, hey, do you know about like Collard City Growers? Just explaining who I was and then explaining the CSA program to them. However, the times when I went around, obviously not everyone was home, so I did put letters in people's mailboxes. I put my contact information down, and then it was just based on whoever got back to me. But I understand that for some people it may have been difficult, you know, they may have had busy schedules and wasn't able to get back to me. So the first week we started off with only 4 participants, just because that was however many people said, yes, definitely sign me up. And then right now we've added two other families to the CSA, and unfortunately I do have to cap it at 8 people just because the garden space is only so big and we only get so much productivity out of it, and I really want to make sure that each person is getting a fairly equal amount and a decent variety of food.
Can listeners get involved? I know that every weekend there are some opening gardening hours, so how can people participate?
Yes, so we have our garden drop-in hours every Friday from 5 to 7, and even though we are harvesting right now primarily for the CSA boxes, anyone who stops in the garden can still feel free to take something home for themselves as well. And we also have garden drop-in hours on Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m.
How would you like to see this grow? This is the first year of the CSA in the garden?
Yes, this is the first year that we've started it. So this is really a testing ground in terms of what is working well, what isn't working. And I would obviously love to be able to sign up for more people. And I would also love to be able to continue to refine it, maybe making the boxes more beautiful every time, or even just making sure that the produce that we're putting in the boxes looks as beautiful as it can, making sure that things are labeled, readable, and then right now I'm just doing handwritten recipe cards, but I think that in the future, having a, you know, more professional printout would be something to continue to work on throughout the season and then perfect in other seasons.
What else should listeners know about the CSA that's taking place at the Collard City Growers Garden?
If you are interested in signing up for it, then I, again, would say you would have to be within the neighborhood of North Troy in order to participate, just because while we do deliver the boxes to you, it is within walking distance of this area and of this garden, again, trying to keep it as local as possible. And I would also let any listeners know that if you do live either across the street or along the same block as the Sanctuary for Independent Media campus, then we still do have 2 more slots available, and I would be more than happy to sign people up. And you could shoot me an email. It's going to be my last name, Johanns at mediasanctuary.org. And we are very excited this week because the peach trees that we have in the garden and in Freedom Square are finally ready. And I'm super excited with our youth to be able to harvest them on Friday. And I will be giving the youth some to take home as well, and also to other community members. But I'm very excited to be able to put these in the boxes. And while the peaches might be something that we won't be able to keep going throughout, you know, the whole season, it's definitely going to be a great sort of bumper crop for right now. And later on in the season, I hope to have more apples and pears available that we'll be producing later on. Even if you're just passing by the garden or passing by Freedom Square, you can feel free to go up and test one of the peaches. A good rule of thumb, I would say, is that if you grab a peach, you want to make sure that it looks very red or orange. If it's a little bit more yellow or green, it's probably not ready. And then if it's the right color, then you want to make sure that there's a little bit of give to it, that if you squeeze it up at the top and the bottom, you know, it's going to feel a little bit squishy, hopefully not too squishy, because then it's been on the tree too long. And if it's hard like a rock, then it's probably not ready, which if it accidentally falls off, no big deal. You could just put it on your kitchen counter and it should ripen on its own. But otherwise, I would definitely invite anyone who lives in the surrounding community, even if you aren't a part of the CSA, to just stop in the garden and stop in Freedom Square and feel free to grab a basket and help yourself to some peaches.